The SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, if approved by the end of the year, are quite an ambitious agenda. And no political program, no government will be able to ignore it in the coming 15 years. But it's true that no government will be able to ignore it, but at the same time, it will be impossible only for governments to implement them. So a strong participation of the private sector, of businesses, will be very important for the implementation of those goals. So we provide that rule-based trade that allows for especially entrepreneurs and businesses from developing countries to have access to a leveled playing field of contractual business relationship.
This must be very appropriate in the Asia-Pacific region today with the explosion of the economies there. So how do you see Ansicel playing a role in the region?
Yes, we can see that the economic numbers in the region are staggering. The GDP growth is incredible. The need for cross-border trade is growing. We are witnessing a strong movement of economic emancipation. Micro, small and medium-sized enterprises account in almost the whole region for more than two-thirds of the national economies. So we can see that at the same time, because of the financial crisis, cross-border trade will allow most of the economies in the region to better face this crisis. So there will be a need for more cross-border trade. And for this to be a fair game for developing countries' businesses, we need to have laws in place that can provide for access to justice, so businesses know that if there is a dispute arising from their contract, they can have access to international commercial arbitration. And e-commerce, electronic commerce again, we provide for good standards to regulate electronic commerce, to ensure that people can trust the system, that it's reliable, that it's enforceable, and that the system works. So we provide these standards that allow for businesses to engage in cross-border trade, reducing transaction costs, trusting the system. SMEs do not have access to highly qualified legal advice. They do not have legal departments as the big corporations have, or as even many SMEs in developed economies. So if the legal system is predictable, is familiar to them, it will be easier for them to engage in trade in a safer way, and at the same time reducing costs. Because of course, if the risks of this cross-border trade are very high, companies tend to incorporate those risks in the cost of the transaction. So if we reduce those risks, and if we reduce it considerably, that of course will also result in reducing transaction costs, and therefore fostering trade and also ensuring a better redistribution of wealth.
So in that respect, it will be dealing with inequalities?
Absolutely. I think it's a matter of fact now that we know that cross-border trade, world trade, has been a fundamental contribution to reduce inequalities, to raise standards of living, to allow for economic emancipation, especially in groups that face huge challenges, women, for instance, young people. If you have a rule-based system, people can use those rules to emancipate economically. And if those rules are international standards, it will be easier for them to act following the rules and not be subject to factual powers that sometimes thrive when there are no rules in place.